Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. I'm your host, James Ryan, and on today's episode of At the Movies, I'm going to be talking about Monkey Man, the directorial debut of Dev Patel. He also stars in this one. You may have seen him in such movies as Slumdog Millionaire, Lion, and he was in A24's The Green Knight as well. And this tells the story of a young boy living in India who witnesses this murder, and this basically sends him down this path of revenge. It's a plot that's been done several times. The editing here is not unique. I listened to a few podcasts and read a lot about this movie, and I guess it had a very, very troubled production. It was originally going to be a Netflix-produced movie, and that turned into Jordan Peele ending up having to come in and save the movie with his company, Monkey Paw Productions. And this movie, you definitely feel that it is disjointed. You definitely feel like this isn't the exact movie that they were trying to make here. Some of the action sequences are just so fantastic, though. I didn't end up really caring about it. The soundtrack mostly works here and works very, very well. There are a few moments and plot points that I just didn't like. I don't know. It just like kind of killed the rhythm of the movie. Music and the beats of the background really kind of push this movie forward and are really a very, very, very important part of it. This movie just has a lot of things that just kind of pop up out of nowhere and you're just going, oh, I don't know why they're going down this road, but they're going down this road. I feel like it could have been a little tighter. They could have maybe added a few scenes, fleshed out some characters a little bit more to give it a little bit more weight. But overall, I did have a good time with this one. And I think I'm excited for whatever Dev Patel comes out with next, because there's definitely like the fight choreography here. And just him making this basically straight up action movie, this revenge thriller, I really, really had a good time with it. It is by no means a perfect movie. The editing of this movie and just the storytelling definitely leaves some things to be desired from time to time. But the style, the soundtrack, the fighting here is top notch. The only other thing that I want to mention really quick is the camera work. I think there was something about like Dev Patel in an interview was saying like they were filming, like they were trying to do something new with it. So it's kind of like this chest level action movie where the fighting is, but it's like, I don't know, some of the framing of the shots, I guess it's just not what I'm used to. But it kind of took me out of it a little bit. I want those big open, wide angle shots with where you can kind of see all the action. And this movie is not that. This movie is kind of, you're right in the midst of it and it works a lot of the time, but other times I was just like, I can't even tell what is going on here. But if you are a fan of action movies, I would highly recommend checking out Monkey Man in theater. Despite all of its flaws, I think it's a really, really fun ride. So that's going to do it for today's episode of Ryan's Reviews at the Movies. I will be back next Monday or Tuesday, and I'll be talking about Alex Garland's Civil War, one of my most anticipated movies of the year. So I'm very, very excited to check that one out. Excited to talk about it. Hope you can tune in then. There will also be a full Saturday show this week, in which I'll be talking about three movies. I'm just pulling up that list right now. You know what? I know it by heart. It's The African Queen, which I did watch already with Humphrey Bogart and Katherine Hepburn. It is Jonathan Glazer's Birth, a movie that is, I think, leaving the Criterion Channel at the end of the month. So if you want to check that one out before Saturday, definitely do so. And then Baraka, which now that when I recorded on Saturday, I literally knew nothing about it. I guess it's kind of in the vein of Kweyan Istatsi and the Stasi trilogy. So I'm excited for it. Definitely going to be an experience. So yeah, I'll be back on Saturday. Thank you to everyone for tuning in today and hope you can tune in then.